Now to a very different story about ethnic differences in China. This one has to do with skin color, and it comes to us from Bill Marcus, an American reporter based in Shanghai.
In China, there's a special market for white, native English-speaking Americans.
Having a white face in my company is very important for us. It's kind of impression. Okay, it's an impression whether you are internationalized or not.
That's Philip Tang, regional manager for Kotek, a Hong Kong-based architectural design firm. Tang hired me, a white guy from suburban New York, for the day.
So we need somebody, okay, who can speak very good English and also who can demonstrate a very good, okay, business mind or marketing sense. Because, okay, this is the critical chance or the one and only one opportunity for us, okay, to sell ourselves.
I went into a room in downtown Shanghai, shook the hands of a wall of blue-suited Japanese, sat behind a table as big as Montana, and said, "I'm Bill Marcus, Business Development Director for Kotek. Let me tell you about our company." Then I narrated a PowerPoint. Tang had written the script.
They're not looking for a local company. They're looking for an internationalized company.
I must have done a good job because Kotek won the contract to design the office layout for a Japanese firm moving into Shanghai's New World Finance Center. In America, this is fraud, but in China, it's marketing. To me, earning the equivalent of $300 for an afternoon was deception, so I gave some to charity. My brother said I shouldn't kid myself. I was still stealing. But white foreign expats in China are routinely approached to sell everything. One friend, an actress from New York City named Christy Shapiro, was a famous Italian home designer for the day. Christy doesn't speak Italian and can't fake an Italian accent. But that didn't matter. The Chinese she was talking to in English didn't understand English anyway. When a man tried to question her on a matter of substance, her employers whisked her away, promising the questioner that he would be provided with a detailed written response at a future date.
We're selling our faces. We're selling our ancestry. The fact that we're white people, that's what we're selling.
That's another friend, John Van Fleet. He used to fill in as a priest at weddings.
The weddings that I have participated in have all been in English, at least my role as the faux priest, precisely because they wanted that foreign aspect.
But all that may be changing. Daniela Barrera of the marketing consultancy Publicis in Hong Kong says a survey last winter of more than 1,500 mainland Taiwan and Hong Kong consumers show demand is falling for the promise of quality that John, Christy, and I have been selling.
This economic crisis is actually making them understand that some of their, you know, traditional values are actually better than some Western values that they would be considering as inspirational in the past.
In terms of China, Wall Street blew it for all white people.
Definitely for the white in finance. not necessarily as much for other sectors, say, for instance, luxury.
So there's still some hope if I ever decide to sell, say, Ferraris. For the world, I'm Bill Marcus in Shanghai.